أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم صدق الله العظيم. These are the concluding verses of Surah At-Tawbah. When there is a concluding remark and something is coming to an end, then there's a very important message in it. According to Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that these verses were the last verses to be revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in this mortal life of his. After that, no wahi had come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, and the message that is coming down, if a person looks at the theme of Surah At-Tawbah, what was emphasized in the surah was that the disbelievers, there should be a withdrawal from them due to the fact that they're not coming on board, they're not accepting, there should be severance of ties from them, as well as to fight those people that don't want to accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the Mufassirin give an explanation here, that this is the last port of call. This is the last resort. Before that, there is what you call inviting the person, showing them love, muhabbat, compassion. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that from amongst you a Nabi has come. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. That this particular messenger is such that your suffering is hard upon him, and he has a great yearning and desire for the believers. That means he wants good for you. Now if you look at the word harisun alaykum, generally the word hirs is a negative word. It means greed, avarice, lalach. However, in this case, harisun alaykum means an ardent desire for the good of human beings. So Arabic is a very deep language. If you look at the linguistic technicalities of it, to understand it in our English context, normally if someone says the word die, then it's a negative thing. But if I tell somebody, I'm dying to meet you, it became positive, isn't it? So similarly, harisun alaykum, that he has that ardent desire for the good of mankind. So ulama kiram explain that what was the method? The method of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a method of love, was a method of sympathy, was a method of kindness. And then, after a person makes the efforts, if people don't accept, then to be patient upon that, to be forbearant. Now today's topic wasn't so much on the tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah, but rather, my respected friends and honorable listeners, to highlight the institution of love. Love, what is known today in common terms, is the bond between two people. And they say, no, they in love, or he's in love. It has become more a passionate connotation. But the love that we are speaking about in deen, in our lives, is the deep concern for humanity, the deep concern for people, to have that inbuilt true, honest passion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. We are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Leave Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam having love for human beings. That is a different subject altogether. He even exercised his love and kindness and teachings to protect animals. When this love, once again, the flavor of it will penetrate society, in every fraternity, once again, when parents will love their children, once again, when children will love their parents, once again, where brother will love his sister, sister will love the brother, relatives will love each other. Now, what is this love? It's a very simple four-letter word, but it's a deep thing. To have that in the heart, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that we should have for that person, like azmat for parents, greatness for parents, shafqa and kindness for youngsters. You see, today, if you ask somebody, what you're looking for? I am looking for somebody to take me in. That is why in society, friends have become more valuable than family. That is why our youngsters today haven't got some kind of backing and somebody to rely upon. Because love in Durban, give him 1,000 rand, I'm loving my son. Give him a car, I'm loving him. Give the daughter a credit card, let her go to the shopping mall, I'm showing my love. Take them for a holiday to the Bahamas, Maldives and Seychelles. That is my love for my children. That's not love. Love is to give that inner satisfaction. See, let us look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا عَاشَ فَقِيرًا مَاتَ مِسْكِينًا. Born as an orphan. In Islam, when a person loses his father, he's an orphan. English they say, no, both parents. But we follow deen. So born, وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا عَاشَ فَقِيرًا. Lived a life. Nabi alayhi salam didn't have much. مَاتَ مِسْكِينًا. Left this world without anything. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just for the appreciation of the talk, did he have anything from a wealth connotation to present to the world for the people to bite into his mission? Normally, if I want you to dedicate yourself, I say, look, this is the price, this is what I can offer. Sahaba, when they joined Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if they were rich, they became poor. If they were people who were honored in their family, they became disgraced. If they were hale and hearty, then they were shot and they were abused. So what was it in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that brought people close to him? Okay, one is he's from the Banu Hashim, he's from a royal family, that is in his place. But outwardly, and I'm saying this in inverted commas, joining Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam meant that after this is all difficulty. If you look in the kitab, this is what is mentioned. But despite them knowing and seeing what's happening to other people, what made this sahaba, what made Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala leave the lap of luxury and come and stay with Nabi alayhi salam? The value of iman, obviously. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had something called deep love. When people came next to him, komo kushiro shakar karne wala, he took an entire nation and tribe, and from their bitter hatred, Aus and Khazraj, shiro shakar karne wala, he put honey and he put all the type of syrup and bonded the ummah. This is what is missing in our overport. This is what is missing in our Durban. This is what is missing in KZN. This is what is missing in South Africa. And this is what is missing in the world. The message on Yawmul Jumu'ah, time is against me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this quality of loving. Wallahi al-azim, we've got teeth to bite and we've got lips to kiss. We've got hands to hold and we've got nails to claw. We've got a feet to walk and we've got also the ability of legs to kick. How we want to use our body. We've got a mind to project and
sort things out that can uplift humanity, or we can have a mind that is dangerous and destroy people. See, my dear friends, life is so unpredictable. Just now we got message last night, one of the musallis lost his wife. Can we really predict more? With sincerity, how do I want to be remembered when I pass away? It's important. Do I want that people come for my janazah and secretly they're saying, Alhamdulillah, chalo gyo. Good riddance, you know, the effigy of the town is gone. On the other hand, there's also an honorable mot that they say, the day we came in this world, we cried. And the day we left this world, the ummah cried. We're not hoping for praises from people, but let us use the ability of love to make a difference in our fraternity wherever we are. And then you'll find people looking forward, like you don't need to tell somebody on a hot day, have a cold glass of juice. That thing is so inviting itself that people come to it. When you're having a bride, you need to tell people, come and eat. The moment that aroma comes, automatically they are flocking to the dasturkhan because the aroma called. This aroma of love, the aroma of a smile, which is incidentally easier to smile than to frown, is lacking in our society. So my dear friends and those listeners, I just wish to share with you an incident, how an impact of love can turn the heart of a person. Very quickly now. A student comes to his teacher in a reunion that's taking place after 25 years. And he says, teacher, you are the icon of my life because I also became a teacher based on you. Do you remember me? The teacher probably, you know, lift up his glasses and say, I don't recall me. Say, no, you remember one day there was a watch that went missing in our class. And teacher, the report came to you that the watch got stolen. Then you blindfolded all the students and told them, close their eyes. And then you found the watch and you returned it to the owner. But the admirable point of it, teacher, was that you didn't disgrace me in front of people. You didn't bring me down. You showed me such kindness that from that day, I said, I want to become like you. Now do you remember me, teacher? Teacher says, I still don't recall who you are. He said, but I'm the one that you found a watch in my pocket. And you know, I was the thief. Then the teacher said, I was also blindfolded. I was also blindfolded. In other words, I didn't look at your fault. I didn't look down upon you. Wallahi lazim, my dear friends. This is the day of Jumu'ah. Besides Durood Sharif and all the other things, it's a day of dua also. Besides asking Allah Ta'ala for the wealth of this world, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wealth of love. And when a person starts inculcating the wealth of love in his society, he'll be able to love Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala make us the misdaq and apparency of the verse, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. May he bless us with this ardent love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had great amount of love for the ummah, may Allah ta'ala give us even a fraction of that. This verse, incidentally, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ, has a lot mentioned about it. Ulama mentioned, whoever read it 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening, there's great merit and protection. Allama Shibli Rahmatullah Ali, great buzur, never left this لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, after every salah. It is said that this was the stepping stones of his wilayat. Somebody is in a problem, you kind of come out of it, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ, you're traveling, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. May Allah Ta'ala give us